You are listening to the Advisor Solutions Podcast, episode 95. Welcome to the Advisor Solutions Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Finley, president of Advisor Solutions. Are you stressed out most days? Let's face it, this can be a very stressful business. There are plenty of things that you can't control, such as the stock market, clients, the economy, or the company that you work for. And as a result, you're probably stressed. If so, know this. You are not alone. Most financial advisors, insurance agents, wholesalers, branch managers, and even agency managers spend their days in the office in a constant low level of stress. And they don't even know it. And the reason they don't know it is because they think that that's just the way it is. Things can't change. And they've never really learned a stress management system, much less mastered it. In other words, you have a lot more control than you think you do. In fact, realizing that you are in control of your life and your business is the foundation of stress management. You see, stress management is about taking control of your life, taking control of your thoughts, your emotions, your time, your activities, your energy, and of course, how you react to challenges and challenging situations when they come up. So what do? Well, you have two choices. You can keep doing what you're doing, and you're going to keep getting what you're getting. Or you could learn how to master your stress management system. And that's what we're going to talk about today. How to create a stress management system and actually master it. So, if you're ready to reduce your stress and increase your enjoyment, then stick around. So why this topic? Why would you want to learn how to master your stress management system? Well, think of it this way. You'll get more success if you know how to master your stress than if you don't. The reason is because that when you create a stress management system and you master it, you'll be less stressed out and you'll enjoy your business more. And when you enjoy your business more, you get more success. It's that simple. And that's why I wanted to do this podcast today, because I want you to understand that you can create a stress management system that works for you and you'll have more success. So what we're going to do today is cover three things in this podcast. First, the five A's of stress management, so that you understand how to manage stress better. Second, how to instantly de-stress, so that you understand what to do in the moment when you're stressed out. And third, how to master your stress management system, so you have a better business and a better life. Now, before we jump into those three things that we're going to cover in this podcast, I need to ask you a few questions. What would your business be like and your life be like if you knew exactly what to do to reduce your stress? Would you feel energized and empowered? Would you like your business more? And would you apply what you learn? If the answer is yes, then let's begin. The five A's of stress management. Well, financial advisors, insurance agents, and wholesalers operate in a high-pressure environment, juggling clients' expectations, market volatility, and also compliance. And as a result, it can be stressful, and you know it. The demands of being a professional in this industry can take their toll on you, physically and mentally. And to navigate these challenges effectively, advisors, agents, and wholesalers can turn to what's called the five A's of stress management. It's just basically a framework designed to enhance resilience, maintain balance in your work life. And as we look at the five A's of stress management, I'll be referring to you as an advisor. Whether you're a financial advisor, insurance agent, or wholesaler, you advise people. So I'll call you an advisor. Let's go to the first A. The first A, avoid. Now you might be thinking to yourself that avoiding something is a bad thing, but it's really not. You see, the first A, avoid, encourages advisors to identify stressors they can avoid. So it's actually a good thing. While some stressors are inevitable, others might be minimized, and here's how you can do it. Stress can often be avoided by planning ahead, arranging surroundings, and trying to delegate your workload, if you can. Let's look at a couple of ways to avoid stress. So one of the first ways is to take control. Here's what I mean. Taking control of stressful, routine tasks can help to build confidence. Take, for instance, just getting to work. Some people are completely stressed out by the time they get out of rush hour traffic. One way to avoid that stress was to leave early. Well, was for me anyway, to leave early for work. And I would stay a little bit later. I didn't mind because I knew I was going to sit in rush hour traffic anyway. And that way, I avoided sitting in the rush hour traffic each day. Here's another avoidance. Avoid negative people. Now, I'm not going to tell you that you shouldn't talk to negative people, but then again, you don't have to hang out with them. At the office, anyway, if they stress you out. Also, you don't have to feed into their negativity. Just walk away. Another one is to avoid saying yes too often. You might do that. Most people have a lot of responsibilities and very little spare time. Saying no to social invitations, extra responsibilities at work, or volunteering at different things because somebody wants you to do it can be difficult sometimes. But it is often needed for you, for your personal mental health, just to take a break. Take my client Kimberly, and that's not her real name, for instance. She was on several boards and industry-specific associations for years, and she always said yes when they needed her to do something else. But she realized that it was actually causing way too much stress as she was growing her business and trying to run that business. So this year, she made a commitment to say no and step back from taking any key roles in any associations at all. And it helped her get her life back into balance. And it can help you. Here's another thing to do. Prioritize a to-do list. Making a to-do list helps you to have a good mental state of mind. It reduces your stress because it helps you to manage everything. Scratching an item off on the to-do list can feel great. Take, for instance, the tool that I created called the Time Matrix To-Do. What it does is it lists all the and prioritizes all the tasks that you have into one of four categories. Now, today, this week, and whenever. I highlighted the entire row every time that I get one of those things done. Oh, and I've been doing this ever since October 2018. Get this. I look forward to prioritizing, accomplishing, and highlighting tasks every single day because it keeps me organized. So what I'm doing is I'm avoiding stress by not making everything a top priority. Let's go to the next day. The second A, alter. Now, the second A emphasizes proactive adjustments to reduce stress. Here's what I mean. When stressful situations can't be avoided, behaviors, communication, and time management may need to be altered. Let's take a look at a couple of ways that you can alter your situation when you can't avoid it. Here's one way. Communicate honestly. Okay, so you know the saying, honesty is always the best policy. Well, do you also know that honesty can also drop your stress level? The reason is because you're addressing the situation head on instead of just letting it continue. Let's say that you're stressed out about, at work that is, about an assistant that you have that just isn't doing what they need to be doing, and it's causing you a lot more things to do, stressing you out. If this is happening, try this formula for communicating better. Grab a pen and write this down if you're going through this stress. Number one, intro. You could say something like, hey, do you have a second? I just need your help. Now watch what happens. That person's going to stop everything and say, yeah, what do you need? Number two, accentuate the positive. You might say something like, you know, I believe we're streamlining a lot of things and it's actually going pretty well. Number three, the challenge. Here's what you might say. But I'm running into a little bit of a challenge when it comes to answering the phone all the time. You see, I'm getting a lot of incoming calls from clients that are asking me questions that I turn around and I give it right back to you. Number four, the solution. But I've got a solution that I think might work for both of us. If we just let it go to voicemail, if you're not there, and then you pick up the voicemail and hear what it says and call them back, then you can screen them. Or you could pick up the call when it comes in and just screen them. And if it has anything to do with investments or insurance, specific questions, I'll take those. If not, you take the others. Close or commitment. Do you think we could just do it for the next 30 days and see how it goes? See, what we're doing here is we're having honest communication, but we've got a structure to it. Here's another way. Managing time better. Grouping similar tasks together can be super efficient and result in less stress. That's why it's so important to use the tool that I created called the bottom line list. See, this tool blocks out the top five bottom line, I gotta get these done, activities each day. And it forces you to work on them for 45 minutes and then take a break. And what it does is it helps you stay focused and drop your stress. Let's take a look at another one. State limits in advance. Here's what I mean. Do you ever feel like the clients and the staff or even management take up a lot of your time? Now, it's tough to say that, but it's probably true. And if so, you feel stressed because you're spending time talking to people and not getting things done. And if so, do this prior to a long conversation, letting the other person know that you don't have a lot of time and you don't want to take up a lot of their time. Notice what I just said. You're letting them know that you were thinking about them. Here's how you can do it. Just use phrases like this, quote, sorry to bother you. I just wanted to take a minute and I've just got a quick question, unquote. Or try this, quote, I'm glad that I got you on the phone today. I don't want to take up a lot of your time. I promise, unquote. And if you think the conversation is actually going too long, simply use what I've probably used thousands of times since I got into the business in 1993, which is, quote, hey, I should let you go. I've probably kept you too long. Thanks for your time, unquote. Now, when you do this, the conversation is over and they feel good about it. Let's go to the next day. The third A, acceptance. Okay, acceptance is crucial when avoiding and altering just aren't realistic. They're not feasible. In fact, sometimes acceptance is the best way to avoid stress. Let's look at a couple of ways to accept the situation when there's nothing else you can do. Here's one way. Forgive others. Forgiving takes a lot of practice. It's not easy sometimes. Learning forgiveness releases negative energy from the mind and the body. And one of the hardest things to do in the workplace is to forgive a client, staff, colleague, or manager when they never even asked for forgiveness. They didn't even think they did something wrong. If you're going through this right now, do what my financial advisor client Jane, and that's not a real name, did with a colleague who never owned her faults. She'd simply say, I forgive you, in her mind, over and over and over again. And even in the car on the way home, I forgive you. I forgive you. She might even sprinkle in the person's name. You see, she let it go before she got home. And she didn't take work home with her. Here's another way. Practice positive self-talk. I've talked about this before. Negative thoughts tend to feed off each other, creating additional negative thoughts. It's kind of a domino effect. Positive self-talk can reduce stress and help you maintain objectivity. So how do we constantly and consistently do positive self-talk? It's by using this three-part formula. Number one, awareness. You catch yourself with a negative thought and you're aware of it. Number two, relief question or relief statement. Here's an example. What's the evidence that this is true? Number three, positive counterstatement. All I need to do is blank. So if you have a negative thought like, I hate cold calling. Cold calling doesn't work. In fact, nobody ever wants to pick up the phone and want to meet with me. And then you catch yourself. You just did step one. Then you go to step two, relief question. What's the evidence that nobody wants to speak with me? Have I ever talked to anybody before and set an appointment? Sure I have. Step three, positive counterstatement. All I need to do is have a good system for making the calls. Make enough calls, and I'll find somebody that wants to talk to me. And if I do the system right, somebody's going to want to meet with me. They've done it before, and they'll do it again. See how that works? It's easy, and you'll drop your stress. Here's another way. Learn from your mistakes. See, when you learn from your mistakes, you accept your mistakes. Mistakes are inevitable and should really be used as a teachable moment rather than creating stress. In fact, I'm actually going to do the next podcast on a topic that I call Learning from the Lessons of Failure. You're going to want to listen to that. I've been saying this for years. A loss is not a loss if you learn from it. So, part of dropping your stress is learning how to look at loss different, looking at it as an opportunity inside the obstacle to learn how to do something better so next time you don't do it wrong. In other words, it's just a teaching moment. When you do that, you are constantly winning, regardless of the outcome. Let's go to the next A. The fourth A, adapt. Adaptation involves adjusting expectations and standards, which in turn lowers your stress level. Let's take a look at a couple of ways to adapt to the situation. One way is to adapt to your standards. Let's face it, perfection is impossible. People who spend their time striving for perfection can get frustrated, especially when you're a perfectionist and you expect everyone else to live up to your standards. If you're doing this, you're causing unnecessary stress all day long. Instead, adjust your standards for yourself and for others. That doesn't mean that you aren't going to live up to your own expectations. Instead, think of it as a milestone or a journey to get better at something. You don't have to be perfect. Just take one step at a time. It's not that big a deal. Also, adjust your perspective. So, looking at a situation from a different viewpoint is often helpful. For example, rather than being frustrated that prospects hang up on you, you could be grateful that they hang up because you don't want to work with rude clients anyway. Check out my podcast in episode 65, Building a Positive Business Perspective, to change your perspective on things. Here's another way. Use the 5x5 rule. Have you ever heard of it? Well, here's what it is if you haven't heard of it. It goes like this. If something won't matter in 5 years from now, don't waste more than 5 minutes obsessing over it. And think about that. Do a little mental exercise right now and think back to 5 years ago. What was the number one thing 5 years ago that stressed you out? Now, does that thing that stressed you out stress you out today? I think you get the point. Let's go to the final A. The fifth A, appreciation. So the final A encourages advisors to appreciate their efforts and their achievements. When you do this, you immediately drop your stress. Let's take a look at a couple of ways to be appreciative. Here's one way. Celebrate small wins. Advisors often overlook minor victories. And celebrating achievements, no matter how small, boosts your morale and it reduces your stress. Acknowledging progress and giving credit where credit's due so that you understand you earned it. You did a good job. Here's another way. Self-care. Advisors must appreciate their own well-being. Regular exercise, adequate sleep, and eating healthy contribute to reducing your stress. Also, self-care isn't selfish. It's essential for sustaining performance. So why do these five A's work so well? Well, in a demanding world in the financial services industry, stress management is not a luxury, but a necessity. By applying the five A's, avoid, alter, accept, adapt, and appreciate, advisors can enhance their ability to thrive under pressure. Remember that self-care and mental resilience are investments that pay dividends in both professional success and personal fulfillment. So, hopefully these five A's will help you to drop your stress. How to instantly de-stress. Well, now that you understand the five A's of stress management, you might be asking yourself, those are all good to know about stress management, but how do I instantly de-stress if I get caught up in a moment at work that's unavoidable and just stressful? Well, this is a very real-world question. In fact, it most likely will happen the next time you're at work and something goes wrong. You're going to get stressed out, and you're going to need a system to get out of that state of mind. If this happens, simply use the six steps to instantly de-stress. Let's take a look at these. Step one, stop. Just for a moment, stop what you're doing when you're caught up in some kind of stress and stop the continuous negative thoughts and judgment about the situation. Think of this step as being the first step in your, quote, awareness, unquote, phase. You just caught yourself being stressed out, most likely having a negative thought about a situation or a person. When this happens, just stop and realize that you're now aware of the stress that it's causing you. Then go to the next step, step two. So step two is just breathe. That's it. Take three deep breaths. Inhale deeply and exhale slowly. Imagine cooling off a hot cup of coffee as you're exhaling. Feel your abdomen rise and fall. Release any tension in your body as you exhale. Think of this step as your, quote, letting go, unquote, phase. You're letting go of any negativity, and you're slowing down, and you're changing your focus to your breathing. Then go to the next step. Step three, stretch. I know it sounds crazy, but release the tension in your body by stretching. Open your arms wide. Reach up to the sky. Clench and unclench your fists. Stretch your fingers. Open your jaw wide if nobody sees you. Stick out your tongue if you want. Open your eyes wide, but stretch, because if you do this, what you're doing is physical expansion. And think of it as, quote, the physical expansion phase, unquote. You're expanding your body to, again, change your focus. Then go to the next step, step four. Step four is really to reflect. Consider what's really going on in a neutral way. Just the facts, that's it. Is the situation a crisis or is it a challenge that can be managed? Probably just a challenge. What can you do right now to cope with it? And think of this as your, quote, mindful phase, unquote. Your mindful phase is really working overtime to reflect positively on the severity of the situation and really trying to help you to drop your stress. And then go to the next step. Step five, choose. Recognize that you have choices on how you can manage the stressful situation. You can make a game out of where your attention goes and then choose to redirect your attention to another possible thought about the situation. It's your mind. You can do anything you want. You can make a choice about how you'll respond instead of react. This is also where you're going to choose to incorporate any of the five A's of stress management, which are, again, avoid, alter, accept, adapt, and appreciate. This is also the point in which you can take your power back by getting in control of what you want to do and how you want to feel. Then go to the final step, step six. Step six is encourage. As you continue to breathe, say to yourself a simple word or a phrase of encouragement, such as, I've got this. This is a challenge, not an emergency. Or, everything always works out in the end. Or you could use, I'm doing great. Or maybe, this is nothing compared to what I've accomplished. When you use this simple six-step method, you can instantly change your state of mind and drop your stress. And that is how you start to manage your stress levels. How to master your stress management system. So I said we covered three things in this podcast. First, the five A's of stress management. Check, we did that. Second, how to instantly de-stress. Check, we did that too. Now what we're going to talk about is how to master your stress management system so that you have a better business and a better life. By now, I'm sure that you realize that stress is a normal part of everyday life, especially in this business. And sometimes it can be overwhelming, as well as inevitable. It's just going to happen. But now, you know the five A's of stress management and how to instantly de-stress in the midst of a stressful moment. Let's jump into some practical steps to master your stress management system so that you can relax instead of being stressed out. 10 steps to master stress management. As I said, think of stress as an inevitable part of life. It's going to happen. But from this day forward, also think of it as an opportunity to manage it, and how being great at managing it can actually significantly impact your life. And finally, if you follow these steps, you'll master it. You'll master stress management, and it won't take you very long. Step 1, self-awareness and identification. You see, being able to understand what stresses you out is the key to this. Reflect on the situation, the people, the events that cause stress. Awareness allows you to address specific sources of stress head-on. This isn't about judgment or criticism, but about self-awareness. Step 2, healthy coping mechanisms. Avoid unhealthy coping strategies, such as excessive drinking, smoking, or emotional eating. Instead, opt for healthier alternatives like exercise, meditation, or deep breathing. Use the de-stressor technique that I just went over, all six steps. Number 3, the five A's of stress management that we just went over. So if you were going to apply those, it would be avoid, whenever possible, eliminate unnecessary stresses. Learn to say no to additional commitments and responsibilities. You don't have to do everything. Also, it's alter or modify the situation by changing your responses or your environment. Communicate it openly to resolve conflicts. This is key to making that connection. The third one was adapt. Adjust your mindset and your expectations. And the next A was accept. Acknowledge that perfection is unobtainable. Embrace imperfection and learn from your setbacks. Besides, nobody's perfect. And the next one is appreciation. Give yourself credit. You've made it this far, and you're doing great. The fourth way, the fourth step, that is, physical activity and movement. You see, regular exercise releases endorphins, the body's natural stress relievers. Whether it's walking, working out, or some other activity, just get moving. Step 5, social support and connections. See, when you share your feelings with your friends, your family, or a therapist, you're connecting with others. And connecting with others provides emotional relief and helps you feel less isolated. Or you could join the Advisor Solutions Group Coaching Program and know that you're not alone at all. Step 6, mindfulness and relaxation techniques. And what that really is all about is practicing meditation, deep breathing, or listening to relaxation audios. See, these techniques reduce stress, and they reduce stress hormones and promote relaxation. Step 7, time management and prioritization. Create a realistic schedule. Prioritize tasks based on urgency and importance. Break down those large tasks into smaller ones that are manageable. And I teach this stuff. I teach this stuff all day, so reach out to me if you need help with it. Step 8, sleep. Sleep and nutrition. See, lack of sleep increases stress. Aim for 7 to 9 hours a night, if you can. Also, if you eat healthy and drink water, a lot of water, you reduce stress. And 9, positive thinking and gratitude. Okay, this is super important. Focus on the solution rather than the challenge. I've been saying it for years. And 10, seek professional help if you need it. You see, if stress becomes overwhelming, don't hesitate to consult a counselor or a therapist. But if it's your business that you're stressed out about, give me a call. I've been helping advisors and agents and wholesalers, branch managers and agency managers since 2004. I can help you too. Remember, mastering stress management is a continuous journey. Be patient with yourself. Practice self-compassion and celebrate small victories along the way. By implementing these steps, you'll build resilience and lead a healthier, happier life. So what's the next step? Well, if this podcast helped you and you want more help, then email me. Email me at dan@advisorsolutionsinc.com. And we'll set up a time to talk. In fact, in the subject line, write "Let's Talk" and a little bit about yourself, and I'll shoot you an email back and we'll set up a free coaching session. Because if you do, I'm confident that I can help you take the stress out of your business by mastering your stress management system. Well, thank you for listening to this Advisor Solutions podcast. If you liked what you heard, please be sure to subscribe so you can listen each week. Also, check us out on the web at advisorsolutionsinc.com. And finally, if you like what you heard and you want to know more about the Advisor Solutions group coaching program or the Advisor Solutions individual coaching programs, please email me at dan@advisorsolutionsinc.com. I would be happy to set up a free coaching session if that's what you'd like. Again, that's dan@advisorsolutionsinc.com. Please join us next week as we help advisors and agents build a better business, one solution at a time.